We say this is an informal schmooze. It's not really a schmooze. That's why we changed the time, just to confuse everybody. I'm not going to speak longer than usual. I might even speak shorter than usual. I'm not sure. But the basic idea is that we have to strategize. A lot of times we have what's called Ben Hazmanim horror stories. You know, people come back. They avoid me for a week or two. Like, Rebbe, we have to talk about Ben Hazmanim. They still have their scars, and they make it out slowly but surely. Unfortunately, sometimes you spend half of this man trying to retrieve the guy from the damage of Ben Hazmanim. And it's good, like, you know, I don't know if I'm a coach, but if I guess, like a coach, to make a huddle before Ben Hazmanim, and just go over a few points. I've noticed in the past that people have found this very helpful, and I'm sure that people will come up with better ideas than I have. But once we get the ball rolling, so then we're in a mode of planning. Everything in life that you care about, you plan. You know, people want to know, you know, how to have a successful Ben Hazmanim, or how to be successful in leaving yeshiva. A Rosh Yeshiva came to me. A Rosh Yeshiva came to me at a bris. And he said to me, I want to talk to you. I don't know why people want to talk to me, but that's the problem, you know. People are foolish enough to talk to me. And said, I want you to help me with my bachrim. They come back from Eretz Yisrael, and you never see, like, when you catch a fish, you ever watch the spool, they like unravels, you know, it's like a big fish if you got a big one. Like, that's how the ruchnius of people's going. It's just falling apart in America. What's the etza for these people? So I told him something. I think he thought I was crazy. I didn't have an etza, because I don't, you know, who has an etza for these things? But I told him, I don't believe they want to succeed. Don't believe them that they had a nefila. They never planned on succeeding. They never planned it. Basically, they were, you know, pretty Jewish, and they didn't work it out. They didn't really want it. They did not really want it. There's an idea of wanting something, right? The Gemara Makkah says, "Biderach shadam rotza leilech malichin osa." In the way that you want to go, Hashem leads you. But they don't tell you what it means to want something. They don't tell you what it means to want something. There was an Adam Gadol that I know who had a chavrusa with Rav Volba at 9 o'clock in the morning in Yerushalayim, and he lived in Haifa. He lived in Haifa. He said to go once a week, he had to go to get to Rav Volba at 9 o'clock in the morning. He says, if you understand what this was, to get from Haifa at that time, this was many, many years ago, from Haifa to Yerushalayim by 9 o'clock in the morning, he says it was terrible. It was an awful experience to do this and try to daven like that and on the bus and this and transferring, but all this to get there, craziness every week. He says, I wanted to learn with Rav Volba. I wanted to. He goes, I know what it is to want something. When you want something, you do things for it. I wanted to learn with Rav Volba. And he's saying that there are people who say they want to have a meeting with him. They want to speak about something. So he says, can you meet on Tuesday? They go, Tuesday's not good for me. How about Thursday? Thursday's not good for me, but how about Wednesday? Wednesday's not good. And he can't. Do you really want to meet with me? You come and you say you need to meet with me. It's an emergency, but you can't do this, you can't do this. Do you really want this? I mean, I'm supposed to take my time out of my busy schedule for you. Every time I give you is not good for you. How much do you really need to meet with me, Bichlal? I don't know if we understand what it means to want something. B'derech sh'adam roitze leilech, the way that a person really wants to go, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is meilechem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes him. There is something called organic chemistry. I don't know if you guys have heard of it. Organic chemistry is a way of taking care of all the people who, when they were little, from the time that they were in Purim, dressing up as a doctor, they always wanted to be a doctor. They want to be a doctor, they want to be a doctor, right? But medical schools, it's too crowded to have everybody as doctors, right? So what they do is they give you something in pre-med that's a living Gehenna. It's called organic chemistry. And you have to take this class, and people, you know, want to jump from this class. Why do they do this? I don't know if it's so important for what I'm told is just to find out who really wants to be a doctor. Let's just get rid of all these guys. All these guys who just want to wear their Purim costumes their whole life. And let's find out who really wants to be a doctor. And let's think about what these people go through. Right? You have to go through pre-med, medical school, residency, all these things. You know, you can finish shots multiple times by the time these guys are doctors. But they really wanted it. They really wanted to become doctors. There's a certain metzias of wanting something, and a person gets the Atta Dishmaya. One of our Bachrim, in a summer's month, decided he was not going on the Rakevet Hakala, on the train because of the preachers there. And he wasn't budging on this. And this was a guy like me and you, a regular guy. And he was serious about it. And then came crunch time. It's right before Shabbos. He's got to get to where he needs to go. They need to go on the Rekevet HaKala. There's no Eitzah, and he's got a whole group pressuring him. And he doesn't have money for a cab. All of a sudden, a cab comes by with two or three other Bachrim who already wants just somebody to chip in for the cab. He has enough money to chip in with them straight to Tachana Merkazi. Pops up out of nowhere. Takes him exactly where he needs to go. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees somebody want something, then they're successful. They get siyata dishmaya. Like the altar of Kelm said, right? It says in the Medrash, Piskuli kichuda shel matan. If you open up a hole for the Rebbeinu Shalom, then Hashem will open it like Piskul shel ulam. But he says, it's got to be a hole that's drilled through the end. What's called mafulish. It's not just a hole like, we think you just tap. Oh, I made a little hole. Cute little hole. No. It's got to go all the way through. You've got to really want it. And the people who are matzliach today, either in Bein Hazmanim or after yeshiva, there's only one answer. First of all, the answer is the Rebbeinu Shalom. But the Rebbeinu Shalom helps those who want. Derech Shadam wrote to Lele Chabal Etar and Messiah. A person has to want it. And it's kedai to ask ourselves before, do we really want this? And some of us don't want everything yet, but we want some things. There was a beautiful Kiddush Hashem this week in Yeshiva with the filters for the iPhones and the filters for the internet, whatever it might be. This is exactly what we're talking about. People who've decided, I don't want this in my life. And they make a maisa before Bein Hazmanim. What that does is that's a geder of haba letayr. B'derech shadam wrote to leich malichin oso. It could be I'm not there to get the full thing, whatever features there are on these filters, but I've shown the Rebbeinu Shalom that there's a place where I'm committed. And a person has to define his values to decide what he wants. Now, how do we succeed with all this? If we want it, this is the first stage, we have to want it. We succeed with control over our situation. If a person goes into any situation and they don't have control, so then they're in trouble. A person needs as much as possible to be in situations where they can be in the driver's seat of what's going to happen to them, where they're going to be. There's a frightening mashal from the Ben Ish Chai in the Sefer Od Yosef Chai. He brings the following mashal. He says that there was this fellow, a wealthy man, who was on a horse going to the city, and he saw a cripple lying there on the floor. And this cripple says, "Please help me." Right, so he gets down off of his horse, and he gives him a coin or two, and he says, "I need to get to the city, don't leave me here." And he puts him on his horse. Fine. It's hard to position, so he plops him in front. And this cripple's there, he's holding on to the reins for him. And they're going towards the city. He finally gets to the city. At the city gates, this cripple says, "Get off the horse." "Get off the horse? What do you mean? Like, get off the horse? My horse." He says, "Get off the horse now." Doesn't move. He starts shrieking. Shrieking, this cripple starts shrieking. The police start coming. Everybody, what's going on over here? And this fellow, this cripple says, "This man, this sick Russia of a human being, he took a cripple and he tried to pull me off of my horse. Get him! It's framed, what's going on over here? Right? So, they have a whole, he says, I just want a yeshiva's bezdin. I want a yeshiva's bezdin, not fair. What, this is crazy. So they get a yeshiva's bezdin. Fine. Listen to both sides of the story. And the judges really do believe this wealthy man. They really do. They say, listen, we have a rule over here, and we can't break this rule. And the rule is that whoever's holding on to the reins of the horse is the owner. You gave this guy the reins to the horse. There's absolutely nothing that we can do. That's the law. The law is whoever is holding on to the wheel is the driver of the car, is the owner of the car. And says the Ben Ish Chai, there are certain times where we give the Yetzer Hara the wheel. We give him the wheel. What does it mean to give him the wheel? The internet is giving over the wheel. That's exactly what it is. I wanted to Taina. I usually don't get so creative on these things, but it's called surfing the net. Why is it called surfing? What's pshat? Is it still called surfing? Good. Okay, I'm not outdated yet. Took a risk over there. It's called surfing. Explain to you the difference between surfing and other sports. I was never zochet to be a good surfer. I tried it. It's very painful messing up. You have to really want it, Rav Hosein. To really want it. But I'll go upon him, there's a fundamental difference between surfing and any other sport. When you drive down the court, right? You drive. You go for the basket, fine. By surfing, you're a servant to the wave. The whole way you surf is you just go with the wave. You have nothing that you do on your own. You have to go with the wave. You have to go with it. And this is exactly what happens to people who put themselves in front of all of this. Once you're in front of this thing, there are things that, you know, in the Gemara asks how Rabbi Akiva once saw a beautiful woman. And the Gemara asks, because he said a brach on her. It says, Keren Zavish Shiny. Bumping into something is called a ptur. You know, you're Shomer Einayim, but you're going this way. Keren Zavis. Pop-ups are not Keren Zavis, Rabosai. Pop-ups are not Keren Zavis. This option that you thought was this and then you ended up there, that's not called Keren Zavis. You know why? Because you knew, you gave over the wheel. Once you give over the wheel, you lose your schusen. You can't claim it wasn't my fault. And it happened so fast. Everything just spirals out of control, and it's totally different than any other Yetzihara, because if it's a Yetzihara, it's today, it's tomorrow. For example, a regular healthy Yetzihara Sugya is a Gemara in Shabbos on Kufhei, brought in Shar Kas of Orcha Sadikim. Somebody who's Mekarea Begadov and Mefazer Ma'oisav Meshaber Kalim Bechambaso. He destroys his Kalim, right? He throws out his stereo at the window in anger. He rips his clothes. He chucks his wallet. You should see him as Beinecha Ki'ilu Obed Avodah Zarah. Ki'ilu Obed Avodah Zarah. Why? Shekachum Nasa Shel Yetzara. What did he do wrong? He just was angry. This is the way of the Yetzara. Hayom Omer Lo Asekach. Today he tells you to do one thing. L'machar Omer Lo Asekach. Then tomorrow he tells you to do another thing. Ad She Omer Lo Avodah Zarah. Until the end he tells you to be Obed Avodah Zarah. Rabosai, it used to be that the Yetzara would only speak once a day. Today he tells you to do one thing. Got him. I got him this time. Then tomorrow he goes, how about that? Okay. Then the next day, this was a slow process. But what if the Yetzirah has the wheel, Rabot? He can get you somewhere instantaneously. This is the quickest generation to be over on Averis. You know that I've heard from people that in Bein Astarim, on filtered materials, all of a sudden, before they even knew that they were involved in an Avera Chamura, their Avera Chamura was over before they even realized that they started. There's never been something like this because they gave over the wheel. When you give over the wheel, the Yetzer can put the pedal to the metal and he can get you ad ein shir. You're done. Because the reins, you gave over the reins and that's the law. Because you gave over control. And a person has to understand that the consequences of doing such a thing is that they lose every schus of being melamed schus on yourself because you give over the reins. A person has to be in control. The only way to be in control is with protected internet, is with place not being alone, be yichud, with an iPad, leaving doors open in your house. It's true, it's a little bit of a drag. Your kid's sister's gonna walk in all the time. But there's certain things to create that sense of being somewhere that's controlled, a controlled environment. There are so many people who had such good intentions and such good tzaddikim, and it was just an issue of a second of letting go of the wheel and a takeover. And a person has to define where they are and what they're willing to be. A whole bein hazmanim that's clean, without... it's very nice. I hear people, they want to learn this, they want to learn that. That's nice. I love learning. I do it all day. I try. I try to do it. But a person who comes and says, I want to be clean over bein hazmanim, is the person you don't worry about. The person who says siddurim, very nice siddurim, but protection, cleanliness, lios noki, a person who wants nikias. There's so much decision making. A person can get on the plane right away. Right away gets on a plane. After a whole chayrif zman in Aderes HaTorah, exercising Herculean, like that word, Herculean, that's really strong, Herculean self-control. Self-control for an entire zman without an iPhone. An amazing gvura on planet Earth right now. And then right afterwards, looks at all those movies on the plane. No plan. That's, I don't even think that person's a bad person. He had no plan. He didn't think about anything. He didn't really set himself up exactly what do I do and what don't I do. And Hagam, that this is my controversial statement that I say to make people feel really bad, and it works, that to me it's a disgusting thing to do to Hashem, that he lets us come to this country with such ease, right? Just come in, come out. Our great-grandparents and grandparents, they would have to split up blood on ships with tuberculosis and all this to get to Eretz Yisrael. We can come in, we can come out, we can learn Torah, and how do we thank the Ribbono Shel Olam for this wonderful skus? We spit right on him. We do all sorts of things lifnei am ba'eda. It's a chil Hashem. The thing that I hate the most about going to America is seeing people with brisker payas and other types of payas and gartlach being zan a name from arayas without any bushas. It's one thing if people do it in private quarters. Then they just have a yetzahara. But somebody who can do this in front of other people, who spent an entire zman in yeshiva, has to really question if they have a relationship with Hashem bichlal. Has to question it. And then one of these people, I see him analyzing the orange juice to make sure whether it's chasam sofer or badatz. I wanted to deck the guy. I have to exercise self-control because maybe they'll get me fired from yeshiva. They'll find out where I'm from. I've done foolish things like this in the past, working on it. But it's unbelievable. In front of other people, to be a chassid or with brisker payas or from our yeshiva and not be embarrassed, it's not, that's a different madrega. Such a person is l'daiti unhelpable. He's unhelpable. It means he's totally removed from his kesher to the Ribbono Shel Olam. What's the big taina that people say? But it's boring on a plane. You hear this? Boring. It was also boring on a ship, Rav Osai. It's boring on a plane. It's true, it is boring on a plane. But imagine that somebody says, you know, his wife goes to America, right? And he's home with the kids. Ooh, it's very stressful here at home, right? So he decides to find another wife. He decides to find another wife. She comes home and she finds him with another wife. And what does he say? I have a great line for him to say. I was bored, sorry. You were gone for too long. It's hectic with the kids. It's hectic. Where is our value system? Do we want anything? Do we want any ruchnius in our lives? Or we want to be like these neo-Jewish learner guys who read enough Gemaras not to feel bad about going on mixed speeches? That's what we want to be. What's happening? This is a chance to define yourself. Define yourself. To decide where you are. Boredom is not a taina. I spoke to Rav David Abu Chatzair Shlita, and I had a wondrous conversation with him. One time he told me I'd been so good to spend hours and hours with Rav David Abu Chatzair. Not recently, but in younger years. And one time he said that when the Baba Sali Zatzal was giving out brachas and davening for everybody in all those years, he was more involved in upsherins than he was in machlas. That was the situation in Klal Yisrael. People were more healthy. So I had a little bit of chutzpah, because he was saying that he's involved machla. I asked him, why? And I was shocked by his answer. He gave tekef umiyad. He gave me the following answer. He said that it used to be that when someone did an avera chamura, there was a big limud zchus in shamayim for them. What was the limud zchus that they had? That they had a huge yetzahara for this thing. That they couldn't succumb. They were fighting this. And he says, today, people do averis stam. Let's just see what's going on. They have no yetzer hara yet for this thing even. He says, there's no limud zchus for such people. He says, that's generated in Klal Yisrael, machla after machla after machla. Because they're bored. They're just bored. And that's the reason that I'm going to throw away an entire winter's month, because how am I supposed to entertain myself? Stare at the wall and mumble until next month. That's what you do. Isn't it worth it? It's worth it. It's worth it. Just stare in front of a wall. Ba, 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 ba. Do it. It's worth it. You know, we know what an avera is. One re'iyah asura messes up your ruchnias with a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, messes up your marriage. I'd rather stare at a wall and mumble. It's an issue of defining oneself, Rabosai. The desire to be clean. Now is another point, which is, whoa, you're getting really frum on me. Rabbi Stark, you're overdoing it. I'm going to lose the whole audience here. But fine. Let's assume that I'm meshuga until now. Okay? But there's something else, which is, I'm not that guy. You're asking me to do things that I'm just not that guy. I still listen to certain music, I still see certain things, I still go to certain places, fine. Maybe you're not, but don't ask yourself if you're that guy. Because if you ask yourself if you're that guy, this is what happens to people in Beinaz Manim. They go, I'm not that guy yet, so they called me up and they asked me to go there, so I said yes. So then I say, but why'd you go there? Because I'm not that guy yet, I'm not ready. You're not that guy yet, buddy, we just need you to get from, it's called Beinaz Manim. We need you to get from this man to this man. Who cares if you still do these things? You're still in yeshiva. Do them later. Do these things later. You don't want to go backwards. You'll do them in 2 years when you're done with yeshiva. But right now, we've just got to get you back to your morning seder chavrusa in one piece. So say no to them. Don't go there. Not because you're holding there, but because you're just trying to preserve yourself in yeshiva. You simply don't want to go backwards while you're here. We play so many mind games about ourselves. We say, if I do this, then I'll be in Me'ah Sharim living there with my tzitzis over my shirt. No, you won't. I promise you will not have your tzitzis over your shirt if you don't go to the movies on a Saturday night. It will not happen. You'll see. It's a certain game we play with ourselves. A person has to just understand, it doesn't matter what I do. I have a certain focus that yeshiva's created. Why am I ruining it? Because I'm not that guy yet? And this is how people just go forwards and backwards their whole life. Forwards and backwards. They don't get anywhere because they're playing all sorts of games with themselves. A person needs a plan. The Ruach Chaim says, Kol shiyirasoi koydemes lechachmasoi, chachmasoi miskayemes. What does it mean, yirasoi koydem lechachmasoi? Says Rav Chaim Volozhiner, that your Yira Shemayim you thought about before the action came. The Yira was Koda. It was earlier. A person needs a plan. So let's go over certain things that possibly will help us with this plan. The first thing is, like we said, there is nothing better than being clean. Rav Yerucham says an amazingly profound insight into a Mishnah, which I think it's a mitzvah lefarsim. We've quoted it in the past. It says, Yafet Talmud Torah in Derech Eretz. Talmud Torah and working for a living, it's good to have both of them. Sheyigiyas Shnehem Mishkachas Avoy. Because working in Torah and working as working causes you to forget to do Averis. Says Rav Yerucham, it says in my Mishnah, this is in Das Chachma Musar Chelek Aleph, it says in my Mishnah, not Yigiyas HaTorah, just schwitzing and learning, it says schwitzing and working. And Rav Yerucham says, people don't understand this Yisoid. He says that somebody who comes home after a day at work, totally wiped, he says he's so far removed from chet. He just wants his bed. All he wants is his bed, and he's clean. He's kadosh in the Lashon of Rabbi Rucham. He has kedusha. Sheyigia shneihem. The goal is to be busy. When a person is busy, he's out of trouble. So the first question a person has to ask himself in Bein HaZmanim is, do I have what to do? Anyone who doesn't have what to do is finished. It can't be, because it needs a certain yigia. If a person plays ball, play a lot of ball. Do we know what chit is, Rabosai? You know what it is? A person who can't learn all day, but he plays ball the entire day to stay away from bad influences? I would get brachas from such a bachar. He's clean. Yigia shneihem, Rabosai. Being busy with things that are productive. Getting a job. A person has to know that they can't keep up with free time. Free time is not healthy. There's too many different options. A person has to also know how to keep to a schedule. Right? Minyan. Right? Davening. A person wants to know what they're going to look like when they're married. Bein HaZmanim is the perfect time to practice. Practice being a mensch. What do people say in Shiduchim about people? They talk about how they, you know, how they handle themselves. There's certain bachurim, when I think of them as responsible, as together, dependable, reliable. All of these things are wonderful for marriage. A person wants to know, can I be somebody that I'm not in a system with a taskmaster getting me up every day? I want to know, can I do this? Can I go to 3 minyanim a day without anybody doing anything? I want to know how strong I am. This is your chance. This is the big opportunity to see what a person can do. Can I keep a schedule? Part of keeping a schedule is figuring out when it's a great time to learn, Rabosai. When's a terrible time to learn? Never. You can always learn. But if a person's worried about learning, the best time to learn is at shul, because you're in a very Jewish place right now. Right? And it's very conducive to ruchnias. You're in a shul either before a davening or after a davening. It's opportune. It's true that people like to eat breakfast. Maybe you could eat breakfast in shul. Whatever it is. But don't be so quick to leave that place. You made it there. And there's something so geschmack about starting your day. Yesterday, I had a crazy day. We weren't expecting that the Rosh Yeshiva should leave. And my whole morning Seder was out. But I, Baruch Hashem, Bechesed Hashem, I learned before davening. And I felt full. I was saying to myself, it's a good thing that I learned before davening. Otherwise, I'd feel like what I call a wet noodle. I don't know what that is, but I just feel like that. When I don't get enough learning in, it's just like, I didn't feel that way. Because we started the day right. You know, with like they have these pictures of the proper breakfast of champions, the orange juice and the corn flakes. There's Torah, starting the day, not letting your day start, your craziness of the day, without getting that Seder in. Whatever it is, I learned today. You clocked it in. You got it. Of course, Kol Amar Be'Areza Meshubach, but a person has to worry about losing these things. Opportunities for these things. Getting a Chavrusa who's better than you, and also someone you're embarrassed to keep canceling on. Right? It's got to be both of those. He's got to be somewhat more motivated than you if you're lucky. Obviously, it works different ways. Everyone has their strengths. But also someone you're embarrassed canceling on. And setting it up before Bein HaZmanim. Oh, we'll talk. Right? That's all the chavrusas that never happen. We'll talk. What's happening? No, right now, before Ben Azmanim, who can I learn with Bechavrusa? We'll ask, where are we going to learn? What are we going to learn? Gevaldik. That's called wanting something, wanting success, a certain security of holding on to the wheel, of being in charge of Ben Azmanim, and getting that Siyata Dishmaya of the Derech Shadim Reitz Aleilach Malichan Oisei. Another thing, there are certain points of the day, I know for myself, where I'm just like, I can't learn, right? Now those are dangerous times, right? But guess what? We have modern technology, okay? Sometimes also my head doesn't work, I don't know about you guys, for learning Gemara, but then I just easily take the easy way out and I'm like Mashkiach guy, so I can justify, I always go for the easy, oh, I'm doing my job. Give me a break. Should be learning Gemara. That's a hard Nisayan for me. But what's a pshara? A person has a certain goal. It could even be either in Chazara, or it could be a small Masechta. And at those times of days, he puts on the headphones, and this could even be in the house, because there's surround sound on these headphones. They're really, really good. And a dynamic Magid Shir going through a blot of Gemara. I just press play, and he gently tells me what to think. Right? He takes the wheel. He takes the wheel. This is Gevaldik. A lot of times people can't crack a Gemara, but they can listen to somebody and follow. And if a person puts that into their schedule, they'll find that sometimes the worst places to learn are okay with headphones, because you just feel like you're in a different zone. And there's certain times there'll be zocha to be in a base medrash, and certain places you won't. And this is not for, what I'm talking about is not in the car. In the car, you can also listen to shmuzin. Shmuzin are minor entertainment. They're not, I don't know if they're learning, but they're entertainment. That you can listen to in the car. But to sit down at a table with a Gemara and headphones, we can do it. A person could finish all of Maseches Rosh Hashanah like this over our Ben Azmanim. With ease. With ease. A person could go over all of the blot from Ksubas like this. Now, of course, I'm not saying that this should be the ikkar of what a person's doing, but there's so many options to help yourself, to help ourselves in these nakudas. And then finally, a person should be vocal about what he's doing. Rav Dessler Zatzal, when he quit smoking, he told people that he quit smoking. This way you're embarrassed to start again. Right? You tell somebody, you tell this one, you tell. When you get home and there are things that you want to stay away from over Ben Azmanim, tell your family. Tell your family. Oh boy, will they never let you live it down if you break your rule. They'll first make fun of you for your rule. Some will praise you, some will make fun of you. But now you're locked in. You're locked in. There's a certain protection device. Your kid sister goes, hey, wait a minute. You're saying not supposed to listen to that song you said. Right? Locking yourself in. That's real Yiras Shamayim, Rabosa. It's not simple. I'm so happy. This is a year I'm not going to America. Every year I go for Pesach, and then I come back, and I feel like I can't give a shmuz. I want to sit in the crowd. This year, I'm Zeicha, B'siyad Nishmai. All of us should be Zeicha. To be Eichel Zvachim U'Psachim here in Yerushalayim Erech Chodesh. But it's hard. It's hard. It's a battlefield. Every cab, as soon as you get into a cab in Manhattan, a TV turns on. I remember last time I was there, I was like trying to shut it. Like attacking this thing. Like, how am I going to shut this? Wherever you go, the world is just, the Yetzirah is trying to take the wheel. He's trying to take the wheel. And we have seen time and time again, Bachrim have shown and proven themselves that Klal Yisrael, Lo Alman Yisrael, the Bachrim in our yeshiva are mamish warriors. Are mamish warriors. I've heard tremendous victories in areas that people thought were beyond their wildest expectations. We should all be zeicha to be begeder, habalitara, messiah, and have a gevaltig of Ben Azmanim.